your coal's on top and your coal's underneath, and you didn't put it in the where the smoke would get to it at all.
I see. You put the lid on tight.
And now our house had a wide hearth in the dining room, and Mother had it built in case we did want to cook, it would be perfectly safe to pull coals out on the hearth.
Oh, and that's probably when they started building hearths, don't
you? Well, they, I imagine they've always had hearths because of the fact that wood would get so hot up close
to the fire.
Chimney.
Well, did you ever hear one of these pans called spider? The black frying pan?
I don't believe I ever did.
What would you call something big and black that you would take out in the backyard and you'd heat to boil water to boil your clothes in?
Oh, that is a washboard.
Well, what would you call the container that you put some kind of plant or flowers in to keep in the house?
A flower pot.
What are the eating utensils that you use at the table?
Well, we had platters.
But I mean the things that you would use to pick the food up.
Knives, forks, spoons.
Now, if you just had one of those, would you say it the way you'd say it if you're just talking about one of each of those in the singular?
A fork.
Mm-hmm. That's what I meant. And then the other two would be the
spoon and a knife.
Right. If the dishes were all dirty, you might say, it's almost supper time, and before we have supper, we have to have some clean dishes. I must
wash the dishes.
Right. And then after you wash the dishes, then you have to do something to them in clear water.
We rinse in clear water and then drain them and dry them.
What do you call the cloth, the rag that you use in washing dishes?
Dish towel or dish cloth.
And then what do you call the cloth or rag that you dry them with?
Well, that's a drying towel.
And then what do you call the small square terry cloth that you use to wash your face with?
Bath cloth.
And then after you bathe, you dry yourself off with
a bath towel.
And what do you call the thing at the sink that you turn, the water pipe at the sink that you turn on?
The spigot.
And what terms would you use to describe the one in the yard or where the fireman would hit your fire hose?
That's a faucet.
And when you worked in the field and they brought water out in a cart or wagon, of course this may not apply to you, but what was that container called when you turned it on? Did they ever have a barrel or something?
Well, I have, when they came to thrash wheat, they usually had one on a wagon called a water wagon.
And then what did you turn to get the water?
Well, it was a spigot, I'd call it.
You might say, since you've got water in the house, you might say, it was so cold last night that our water pipes
froze.
And then when they do freeze, they
burst.
Yeah. People, now we're going to talk about some food. Make us hungry. People used to buy flour in a...
Well, they had flour barrels.
And then what did the molasses come in when you used to buy it in fairly large quantities?
Well, we never did. We raised ours at home.
You made your own?
On sorghum.
Well, what about lard? What would you call that?
Well, we made most of our lard at home. Occasionally we'd have to buy a bucket of lard.
What did you use to enable you to pour water into a little bitty narrow mouth bottle?
Funnel.
And then what would you use to urge your horses to go faster when you were riding along in a buggy?
Well, we had a buggy wheel.